Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Attention all listeners. Palmer's Gym now has several locations in your area. We have everything you need to keep fit, including exercise classes and fitness instructors ready to help you. But that's not all. Starting in April, your membership gives you access to any of our locations across the country. So if you're traveling for business or just on vacation, you won't have to skip your workout routine. Visit our website to see a map of all the Palmer's Gym locations across the nation.
Number 71. What type of business is being advertised? Number 72. What will the listeners be able to do starting in April? Number 73. Why does the speaker invite the listeners to visit a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we end this meeting, I want to thank everyone for the extra hours you've put in getting our new line of camera accessories ready for market. Because of your willingness to work overtime, the new products will be ready in time for the trade show coming up next month in Shanghai. That's in addition to the accessories we usually display, but it shouldn't be a problem. We've reserved a booth at the front of the exhibition hall this year, and it's a large space.
Number 74. Why does the speaker thank the listeners? Number 75. According to the speaker, what is scheduled for next month? Number 76. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"It's a large space"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Good evening. My name's Mateo, and I'll be serving you tonight. Since this is your first time here, let me tell you about our restaurant. All the vegetable products you see on the menu come from our very own vegetable garden. The owner of the cafe, Natasha, is a talented gardener who grows our fresh produce herself. Now, tonight we have a special entree. It's poached salmon, caught fresh today. It's a simple dish, served with a lemon sauce and a salad. I eat it all the time. So, while you read over the menu, can I bring you a beverage?
Number 77. According to the speaker, what is special about the restaurant? Number 78. Who is Natasha? Number 79. Why does the speaker say,
"I eat it all the time"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome aboard this morning's direct flight to Toronto. We look forward to flying with you today. Unfortunately, we've run out of space in the overhead bins for larger carry-on bags. If your bag won't fit under your seat, we'll take it from you and check it. You'll be able to pick it up at the baggage claim when we land. In addition, we have several meal options for purchase today. Our standard selections are listed in the magazine in the seat pocket in front of you. If you would like to purchase a meal, please notify a flight attendant.
Number 80. Where is the announcement being made? Number 81. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 82. According to the speaker, why should the listeners talk with a staff member? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, it's Dana, one of your truck drivers. I'm supposed to deliver kitchen appliances to our store branches in Syracuse. I'm looking for one of the branches, and according to the list I was given, there should be a store at 33 Thistle Lane. Well, I've driven up and down the whole road, and all I see are houses. I'll deliver the appliances to the other stores on my list, but while I'm doing that, could you please get back to me with the correct address?
Number 83. Who is the speaker? Number 84. What does the company sell? Number 85. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"All I see are houses"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. My name is Lawrence Wilson, and I'll be conducting the training on how to use our company's new scheduling software, Spark Schedule. The reason we chose this particular software is because it makes it easy for you to schedule meetings with people in different time zones. That way we can conduct business with our increasing number of clients all over the world. And best of all, there's a mobile phone application that you can download for free. This will allow you to check your schedule from any location.
Number 86. What is the talk mainly about? Number 87. Why did the company choose the product? Number 88. What does the speaker say is offered with the product? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Guo Lin with KDMTV News. Tonight there's news about the Ashworth City Light Rail. Work continues on this massive construction project, but the announcement of new federal safety regulations means that major modifications must be made to the tracks. Opening day could be delayed by as much as 3 months. Public opinion about the railway is already divided. Some residents say they don't approve of how much money is being spent on the project, but others say it's worth the cost. I'm here at the 4th Street station where I'll ask a few passers-by how they feel about this latest development in the project.
Number 89. What does the speaker say has recently been announced? Number 90. According to the speaker, why do some people dislike a construction project? Number 91. What will the speaker do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
First of all, we know you have a busy schedule outside of work, so thanks for coming into the warehouse today to work on a Saturday. Okay, so we're here because this extra shipment was delivered yesterday. There are hundreds of boxes, and we have to check what's inside them and put the information into our warehouse database. Now, I'm going to assign you all to groups. Once you have your group number, go ahead and join your group members. Group leaders will tell you which boxes you'll be working on.
Number 92. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 93. In which division do the listeners most likely work? Number 94. What does the speaker say he will provide? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following news report and weather forecast.
And now an event we've all been waiting for since last year, Danville's annual cook-off. Held outside at City Park, the cook-off always attracts a lot of participants. Competitors prepare one dish which they serve throughout the day. A panel of judges will select the winners based on taste, presentation, and uniqueness. This event is great fun for the whole family, and entry and food samples are free. If you're interested in participating, the contest registration form is available on the city's website. Now, keep in mind we're expecting a cloudy day for this year's event. We won't see any sunshine, so be sure to bring a jacket.
Number 95. What event is being described? Number 96. According to the speaker, what can the listeners find on a website? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which day is the event being held? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and conference schedule.
This is Sungho Park from Park Investors. We met last month at the Westside Technology Conference. I attended your interesting presentation and spoke to you afterward about my small investment firm. I'm calling because I'd like to hire you to discuss ways to make my company's database more secure. I know you specialize in this type of work and hoping you'll be interested in this project. Could you please email me a list of your consultant fees? Use the email address on the business card I gave you. Thanks.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the call? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Who is the speaker calling? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.